from Oroville, 8th of February, 2007. On microphone, Shiraz.
And Marlenka.
A residents' assembly will be held to approve the new planning and development organization on Monday, 19th February, at 5 p.m. in Town Hall in the conference room. Palani speaks about the Sangamam Festival.
My name is Palani, so I'm near village in Kottakara. I'm staying since long year in Oroville, but I started joining Oroville in 98. So I'm working in dental clinic, full-time job, and in the part of that I'm working on Sangamam also. I'm preparing one of the member. I'm preparing Sangamam. My job is not only my job, it's a teamwork, it's not personal work. So our team is working on the Sangamam Festival. It's between Oroville and village, it's like kind of a bridge. So it's creating bridge of Oroville and worker and close to village, near village. Sangamam, it's when people will all get together. It's called Sangamam. It's a Sangamam Festival, we say. This we started after Sido murder. So we start this in 94. So we need friendship within village and Oroville, so we cannot go through the Oroville to village. So we thought is from worker to when we start with worker, it will easy to move in the village. So for that we started in Sangamam Festival. This is fourth year Sangamam is going now, so it is wonderful days, I guess. We are preparing specially on Sunday, so we choose when the convenient of Oroville and other workers and all. So we started on the 11th February. So after that we have Oroville birthdays coming, and so and then end of the yearing, and so we cannot get any fund and all. That's why we prepare before that. So this we prepare for a worker and Orovillians all together. We got some programs, cultural program and all. So they will be enjoy with culture program altogether. In the beginning we got a difficulty, so for funding and all. So now it's already solved. It's going away smoothly. We are so many of our worker and out of Orovillians, they are willing to come and help us. So they are all happy. So that is for our aim also.
So you see a change in people's attitudes. So they want to really be part of the program and part of Oroville, so you can see the changes happening. That's what.
Sure, because before when we started, there is Oroville has not participated on any program. But this year, they are willing to come and they wanted to give a program for Sangamam.
Andrea shares about what took place during his recent visit in Delhi.
We were in New Delhi, me and Daniel, for following the first meeting for people that want to have a community radio. We spent almost 1 day by listening experiences from other person, and they are running kind of radio like Oroville Radio. And we met also the Minister of the Communication of India. It seems that the policy for the radio is coming fast, and it seems that it's quite open, allowing doing some kind of news and giving more freedom, respect the previous issue of the policy. It's not sure exactly when the policies will be issued, but the minister was quite sure that was something that on the table of the minister soon, and was saying that the government of India want to have something like 4,000 community radio. 2,000 community radio, and then we can have one license of these 2,000. The meeting was organized by UNESCO people, and they was looking for a person for helping the community radio, I call it association, to grow, to having references like people that are able to do courses in editing or journalism, and people like that are able to create a proper guideline for running radio and everything. So we propose the radio to offer this kind of course. We have to decide everything from the date to the how many days and who can do that. But presently we are the only one in India that we are really running a community radio. We are doing community radio since 3 years. More or less we are running the radio properly, and we can explain how it works, doing courses for them maybe one a year or twice a year.
Ubuntu Samba. Orville's relationship to South Africa has been growing since the AVI meeting in Cape Town last year. Jin and Metlapa were in Orville facilitating workshops on reconciliation and peace. The possibility of a multicultural exchange with two wonderful young South African professional dancers and a young African filmmaker who may come to Orville to share their work in July and August of this year. They are a mixed racial couple who work through dance with the physically challenged youth in the poorest sections of Cape Town. Young people learn to dance in wheelchairs and gain a sense of dignity through dance and movement. A whole series of workshops are planned with them during their 4-week stay. These experiential workshops will provide training skills for Orovillians and youth from surrounding villages. Thanks to Stichting de Zaire, we have a grant for our South African friends to stay in Orville and offer their training programs. Help for their airfares is needed. Any support for this project will be greatly appreciated. Contact 2622-453 for more information.
Part of a South Indian cookery project at Bart Nevis in Orville. The Tamil Heritage Center proposes to conduct a one-day festival on staple food. Rice Menu Mela on 20th February, Tuesday evening, 5 to 6:30. Entry forms are available with Mr. Anandu. Call 262-2887 or 262-3773.
Housing is needed for the many Orovillians who do not have a place to stay. Housing for all the newcomers who will soon become Orovillians, and housing for those who want to join Oroville. If Orville wants to grow, housing with the land must be a priority. The town hall and other buildings, why not, but as a secondary objective. Orville needs new people, young and fresh energy, men and women who are aspiring for something new, whose hearts are burning for the ideal, who want to participate in the great adventure towards the new world. There are many in the world who are looking for this place that the Divine Mother created. This is a call to the new planning group. It is also a call to the architects. Places to live are needed urgently. 150 to 200 places to stay are needed now.
Savitri reading at the amphitheater on Thursday, 15th February, 5:30 p.m. Read by the mother, with Sunil's music, under the vast open sky at sunset.
Pony Farm Flea Market in Kotakarai, on the 11th of February, from 3 to 6 p.m.
The world is running out of water. It needs a radical plan to tackle shortages that threaten the ability of humanity to feed itself. According to Jeffrey Sachs, director of the UN's Millennium Project, the breadbaskets of India and China were facing severe water shortages, and neither Asian giant could use the same strategies for increasing food production that has fed millions in the last few decades. In 2050, we will have 9 billion people, and average income will be 4 times what it is today. Since Asia's Green Revolution, which began in the 1960s and saw a transformation of agricultural production, the amount of land under irrigation has tripled. However, many parts of the continent have reached the limits of their water supplies. The Ganges in India and the Yellow River in China no longer flow. There is so much silting up and water extraction upstream. They're both pretty stagnant. The mechanisms of shrinking water resources are not well understood. We need to do for water what we did for climate change. How do we recharge aquifers? What about groundwater use? There's no policy anywhere in place at the moment. The British government has been trying to persuade New Delhi to embrace green technology.
Andrea and Daniel returned Sunday, February 4th from Delhi, where a conference was held on the community radios. They returned with fresh and good news for Oroville Radio. We now have the legal terms to request a license. For this week, from the 12th to February 18th, we will broadcast some events recorded by Andrea and Daniel in Delhi. Uniting People, Jean Monnet, which was proposed by the Pavillon de France, along with Claude Alpi and Alain Bernard. The speech given by Dr. Karan Singh will also be broadcast. Oroville Radio's schedule includes a series entitled Insight, which reveals the history of Orovillians, presents an interview with André Hababu this week. The Jazz Tour 2007, recorded live Sunday, February 4th at Bharat Nivas Auditorium. An audio drama performed by Anthony Sloan and some of Oroville's actors, plus some other items of interest. The City Channel is available again for those who use the Oroville Network internet connection. It provides you a better sound quality and is not generating internet traffic. Events like general meetings, resident assemblies, and other important meetings can be broadcast by this channel that can be listened to only in Oroville.
Two events coming up at the Town Hall Conference Room, both organized by the Center for Integral Research in Human Unity. The first, on Tuesday, 13th February, 8 p.m., Irvin Laszlo speaks about a holistic worldview for a planetary civilization. Irvin Laszlo is an old friend of Oroville. He served as a chairman in the Oroville International Advisory Council. Presently chairman of the Club of Budapest, he is also advisor to many research institutions in the fields of spirituality, culture, science, and sustainable development. The second event is a conference animated by Chloe called What If Beauty Can Save the World? This one on the 17th of February at 7:30 p.m., again in the Town Hall Conference Room. Contact Aryamani at oroville.org.in for more information.
Discover Your Voice, a workshop offered by Uta L. from Germany that offers participants the possibility to discover and catch up one's own voice again through individual work and work in groups. With the help of breathing and vocal exercises, Tai Chi and Qigong exercises, as well as kinesiological bodywork, blocks and armor, which prevent the voice from developing its healing and touching sound, can be detected. Fundamental for this vocal training is the method of solar and lunar breathing types from Eric Wilk and Charlotte Hagina. According to them, there are two completely different breathing types which constantly can develop one's own vocal potential through the knowledge of their specificities and through appropriate exercises. Songs and singings of every kind can be brought for the individual lessons. Call Pitanga at 2622403 for further information.
Images from a Colony, a photographic exhibit by Vijay Kranti, called Real Pictures of Tibet. He is an Indian photojournalist. Open from the 7th of February until the 16th at the Tibetan Pavilion. From Sri Aurobindo, the most important thing for the purification of the heart is an absolute sincerity. No pretense with oneself, no concealment from the divine or oneself or the guru, a straight look at one's movements, a straight will to make them straight.
The news is a reflection of the growth process of Oroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth. The views expressed do not represent the position of all the residents. On microphone,
Shiraz
and Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.